Nearly a dozen Indigenous-owned businesses in Northern Ontario are the recipients of business grants to help in their efforts to recover from the financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The initiative is a joint effort by the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, and Hydro One. Announced in August, Hydro One business grants were given out to eligible businesses that are majority-owned and controlled by an Indigenous Canadian. Hydro One is proud to partner with the CCAB to invest in the success of Indigenous-owned businesses, who play a critical role in our economy and have worked hard to persevere through the pandemic, said Jason Fitzsimmons, Hydro One's Chief Corporate Affairs and Customer Care Officer, in an October 13 news release. These grants are part of our commitment to empower and support Indigenous businesses and the economy by increasing our annual Indigenous procurement spend. We will continue to leverage our unique position in the province and the reach of our network to further reconciliation and nurture respectful, positive and mutually beneficial relationships with Indigenous communities. We thank all applicants, and congratulate and celebrate all grant recipients. Winners of a Level 2 grant, which includes $7,500 and a CCAB membership, include Praztec Construction, $2,124,140 Ontario Inc., located in Timmins Dr. Clean Inc., located in Sudbury Superior Strategies Inc., located in Nipigon Bama P Boxes, located in North Bay. Winners of a Level 1 grant, which includes $2,500 and a CCAB membership, include $682,912 Ontario Limited, located in Schumacher Allen's Resource Management, located in Kennebec Desire and Glow Closet, located in Wikimaikong Lake Temagami Soap Company, located in Bear Island R&A Toulouse Trucking, located in Massey Shadow Healing, located in Machijing The Haven Hostel Inc., located in Thunder Bay. The Hydro One Business Grant Initiative is part of the company's stated commitment to direct 20% of its corporate donations and sponsorships to Indigenous communities and organizations that benefit Indigenous communities. The company said it's also committed to increasing its Indigenous procurement spend to 5% of the company's purchases of materials and services by 2026. A full list of the Hydro One Business Grant winners is available here.